Welcome back to According to Star. It's me, Star. I'm off of the sick and shut-in list. Yay.
And it's me, Demi, you know, just living life as good as we can go.
Yay.
What you been up to, girl?
I just had a birthday.
Come on, birthday.
It was interesting, to say the least. Yeah.
Oh, you was right.
It's a good time. For the time that I had.
The time that you probably can recall. The time
that I can remember. It's all slowly coming back to me.
Oh, boy.
But hey, it's been like three, four years since I've gotten that wasted. So I could do another 20 without getting that wasted.
I agree.
We're good on that.
I agree.
We is so good on that. Planning this event, trying to get those things in order. Yeah, just super busy with life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's all I can say. What about you? ¿Qué pasó?
Well, this past weekend walked in the 90s transformation, hair TV network show. So that was fun. I represented Kingdom Styles International by Tamika. I was excited to get on that runway. I haven't been on a runway in a while. Just, you know, the kickstart of what we got going for the rest of this year. Mm-hmm. And chasing my dog around with a broom and trying to save a pigeon's life.
And I didn't want to be saved.
No, that little nigga didn't want to be saved.
He was trying to take himself out and you interrupted that.
I don't care. It was not going to be me trying to fucking pick up feathers later on either. It was bad enough. It was bad enough that I tried to pick him up, and then he tried
the
to
dog?
Take no the bird.
Oh, you picking that big ass dog up?
Girl, boo! I'd rather pick up the bird if that's the case. I ain't gonna break my back.
Are you picking up the dog?
No, picking up the pigeon, trying to get him out.
Bird was like, "Y'all ain't getting this pigeon."
Oh no, he had him in his mouth. I was like, "Oh no!"
He probably looked so cute with him in his mouth, but it was just wrong. Oh,
he was like. I was like, no, Pharaoh. Chasing like, a pit
drop
bull.
It.
Yeah.
Drop it.
Nope. I'm sure my neighbors were like, oh, sounds like a fun time back there.
Is he eating someone's dog back there?
Right. I'm like, drop it, Pharaoh.
Oh, my God.
He thought it was a great game of come get me.
No, with the freaking bird just faking dead in your mouth.
Like, yes.
Bird in there just praying, oh, God, dear God.
Just don't grip no tighter.
Don't get none of my organs. Okay.
But the funny thing, there was no blood. Pharaoh did not have a grip on him. He just had him in his mouth. I was like, what the hell?
Interesting.
When I tried to pick up the bird tried to take flight on me. So, clearly.
All parties involved are okay.
Yeah, we all are.
My goodness.
Bird wasn't trying to be, but he wasn't about to die in my backyard.
Jesus. And y'all was about to put him in a trash bag.
I sure the hell was.
He said, nope. Psych.
Yes, he hit me with a
go.
Yes. He hit me with a psych. Not today, bitch. He did. And the highest pitch of screams came out my
voice. I bet it did.
Cause first off, I don't fuck with birds like that. So for that to have happened, it was enough to wake me all the way up this morning.
You was up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was interesting. Great start to a great Tuesday. All right, let's get into some tea.
Come on, tea time.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Mm-hmm. Very delicious.
All right, let's get into all of the tea that has been going on all over the interwebs. So, breaking news. Rich the Kid has been robbed again or attempted robbery, or we just know that.
He must have ran up on the plug.
His entourage members were robbed and pistol whipped at the studio where Usher was recording. Why they had to bring up Usher's name, I'm not sure.
Because he was in the area.
Because he was there, but...
Yep.
Keep him out of it because he has nothing to do with Usher said, the I ain't goons got shit that were there. He wasn't hurt. They said about 10 shots were fired. Usher don't have nothing to say about it because he was probably in his own separate studio room when he heard the commotion. He was just
heard a
there.
Pop and said what?
He has nothing to do with it. He wasn't with Rich the Kid. Rich the Kid was outside when it happened. And it's like, okay, what is going on, Rich the Kid? Why is everybody after him? What
they
has he
only
done?
Get at him when he in LA though. Nigga, stay out of LA.
They say he had posted his little Lambo truck with a stack of money outside with a broken left hand. What is that? Is that broken from when they robbed him that one time?
I hope not.
Jesus.
Come on, plug walk. Ugh. Nigga, you can't even walk outside. It's not safe.
It ain't. It ain't safe. It ain't safe. Clearly.
Clearly. I just need you to get up out of California, because that's clearly where they keep coming to try to get your ass.
Find out what he's done. They just keep getting him. His poor little girlfriend was caught in a crossfire last time. Had a whole black eye.
Right. They whooped her ass.
It's not funny, but what in the world?
Like, Rich, my nigga, do you owe somebody you need to be giving this money to?
Is he in these streets or something?
Plug walk.
I gotta listen.
That's all I got for you,
I guess. Well, anyway, on to 21 Scallywag.
Not Scallywag.
So 21 Savage was finally released on bond pending his deportation hearing. They can't deport that man. Anyway. So he's free. He's been released. Come he's just happy to freedom. Be able to be out with his family. He's very thankful for all the support from his fans. He's granted an expedited hearing. It's unclear why they even held him for so long. He should have been out the day he was arrested because he wasn't a flight risk or a danger to the community, which is standard for holding someone in jail pending a deportation hearing. Yeah, I just found out that his dad was the doctor that does the detoxes for the Breakfast Club. His dad has been on the Breakfast Club like at least two times that I've listened. Whenever Angela Yee's doing her like detoxes and DJ Envy and them, he's up there.
Let me find out this whole family Angela had said money it, this whole time.
And then Angela said it. And then, yeah, they were like, you're not supposed to say that. She was like, what? I thought people knew that that's his father. And they're like, you weren't supposed to say that. But yeah, this Dr. Amsu is his daddy. He's like a holistic doctor. Just because his dad's a doctor doesn't necessarily mean he wasn't in these streets, though. Because people come from great backgrounds all the time and do real gangsta hood shit, aka the father of my children. So,
look, don't get it fucked up. There,
it happens. It happens.
I know. Don't get it fucked up. I'm real proud.
And there's
but
people
I
that have come out on Twitter
hood.
Saying like, he's from Atlanta. I went to elementary school with him. So like, there's people coming out saying no, he's from here. Although you know he wasn't born here.
Right.
Was there as a child. People have come out and said, I went to school with him. He's definitely from Atlanta type
right.
thing. So just hope they get that all cleared up. It wasn't his fault that his visa was not applied for. That was on his parents because he was a child. He was a minor at the time. And then also, the nigga just got a felony like 4 or 5 years ago.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Didn't pop like, up in the system then? I don't know.
Y'all just bypassed it.
But they
said
he had a pending visa out already that hadn't been approved yet. It's just a lot. And I don't think they're able to. We're still trying to figure out why ICE. I heard that the police were coming to get one of his friends, but ICE was with the police and decided to detain 21 Savage. Anyway,
it's too much. They held him for too long.
For no reason at all.
Nope.
And good thing they said they're not able to touch any of his money either, because he's not technically like an illegal immigrant.
It's not like he ain't trying to get his shit together.
Right. He's had a pending visa out for a few years now. So.
Y'all tried it.
I don't know. That's a whole lot.
It's entirely too much.
And what else do we have going on here?
Okay, come on with the accent. Are we too sensitive? Come on, shoes.
Oh, yeah, the shoes. Okay, so Katy Perry has her own line of shoes.
Them bitches is ugly.
They are.
Just don't say that.
So they're saying they resemble blackface. They're like these little slide-in shoes with like a face on them. One was a nude pair, one was a black pair. And of course, the black pair had red lips. The nude pair had red lips. So, you know, the whole blackface, red lips. Yeah. So that thing happened right after Gucci and their whole blackface sweater turtleneck ski mask combination that they had going on.
That shit was ugly too.
Oh my God.
Like, if y'all haven't noticed, all y'all blackface shit is ugly as fuck. So y'all, why would you, I mean,
I wonder if that had would have gone the same route if they had a black ass, African black ass nigga with that same sweater on in the ad.
Oh, I think it
would
have went worse.
If it had gone the same way.
No, I think it might have went worse.
I think the fact that it was a white, pasty white woman made it 10 times worse than it already was.
True. But I think
either way,
it would have still been bad.
This is purposely done. Okay. I feel like it's purposely done. Or if it's not purposely done, they need to start, it goes to show you that they need to hire more minorities in these boardrooms when they go picking out these ads and these things that go on their websites and, and things like that. Because if you had some black folks up in that boardroom,
like, hey,
in that advertising room, when y'all are choosing things like this, then that would never pass. Go, it would not collect $200.
Okay.
How fuck much cost? $600 sweater, however much sweater cost. Will not collect.
You will not collect none of this.
Nothing. Who the fuck thought this was okay is what would have been said up in there. Y'all okay. would have to I don't like, rethink that.
I got a question. I'm like, hey, so girl, whose idea was this?
This is offensive, right?
I just need y'all to be culturally aware.
But they don't have any of that, so.
This is where they fall into these issues.
Yeah, they're like, oh, the rappers are going to love this. Let's just throw that out there. No.
Bitch, you tried it.
No. It's a no for me.
It's a no.
But anyway, those shoes are fucking butt ugly, and I'm not too sure about those. I don't feel like they're as blackface problematic as the sweater.
The sweater was worse because it was the big red lips on the black sweater.
Yeah,
those shoes, it came in two different ones.
Yeah,
so if it was just the one black one, then yes. But I feel like since it comes in the black and the nude, and it's not like she changed the color of the lips.
Should have had a red pair, a green pair. You should have just thrown
the
shit.
You should have put all
the
rainbow up in that bitch with the same red lips or whatever color eyes you had on there. All of them needed to be unified. It's just be a different loafer.
Or, but you only had nude and black, so that's what your problem is. If you got to distract people when you're trying to do little racist shit on the slide. You got to have like multiple colors. Should have been a purple pair, green pair. Yellow hair. You know, you gotta do that. Throw that up in the mix. So he might
and
not have
people,
noticed.
No, and yeah, they're like, what the fuck is this?
I'm like, that's ugly. Those shoes are ugly. And just kept it moving.
Okay. Cause I looked at them, I'm like, them bitches is ugly.
Ugly as fuck.
And kept going.
Whose idea was this? Woof.
It's a no boo.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof. You know what movie that's from? Home Alone.
Oh my God.
All right, so next on the tee, we got a grandma who is about that life.
She is about that life.
So Aretha Cardinal is a Texas grandmother who her and her husband were out in their driveway minding their merry little business, and two men came up with machetes trying to rob them. It's a bit violent. What were they? Machetes, that's cartel type stuff.
Either way it goes. The niggas ran up on me in Texas, so it can be a number of people.
Right.
I got two in mind, but you know.
So they said they came up and put the machete, I guess, her and her husband's throats. And she said she wrestled the machete from one man. Well, her husband wrestled the machete from one man while she grabbed her granddaughter's scooter, broke it in half, and went chasing them down the street with the... Is one of them's machete and the other one with the scooter type of thing. How the fuck did she break the scooter in half?
Bitch, I'm like,
I guess when your adrenaline is pumping.
Look, I'm sitting here reading through this. Like, how'd you get here, girl?
Girl, she's an OG.
It says she grabbed the scooter from the driveway, used it to strike the other robber. Man tried to get away. She didn't hit that motherfucking window of the getaway car. She said, any weapon is good for me. If I can get you off of me and my husband, that's what I'm going to do. Literally, I'm going to do.
I love how they quoted her directly. Like, that's okay. Exactly what
that's
she said.
What I'm going to do. Officers arrested two men identified as 32-year-old Louise Renee. Hey, you was actually on the right path. Luis Rene Jimenez and 35-year-old Jose Noel Lugo?
Cartel.
You ain't shit. The two of them are charged with aggravated robbery and have been held in the Galveston County Jail with a bail of $100,000.
They'll be out. They out already, actually, probably. Because what you got, machetes going to rob folks. They might not be too much of a cartel because them people would have been gone.
Oh, yeah. Let's be real honest here.
Wouldn't just been putting a machete up to the throat.
It'd it would have been and it would have been done.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Not the cartel. Not their work. They're pretty thorough.
Okay.
But I'm glad she got them up off her and she's living
with
to
the
see another day.
Sis.
Okay.
Go ahead.
By any means. And she got a little side swoop too in this picture.
Okay.
I know she bought that life.
With them earrings.
Definitely a ghetto hood grandma. Okay. I'm pretty sure there's some golds in the mouth too.
Hey.
1,000% sure.
By any means necessary. I ain't even mad.
All right. So Cardi B has made history at the Grammys. I don't even watch these award shows anymore. But
I don't either.
I was very excited to hear that she won Best Rap Album, beating out Mac Miller, Travis Scott, Pusha T, and Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, people were big mad about her. They felt like Nipsey Hussle should have taken it. I've seen from so many people on social media. I'm like,
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, he does. Like, I love that album. It was a good album. He do a lot of stuff for the Black community. He don't do enough for the whole community, is what they see it as. People have to be aware. These award shows are politics.
Exactly. And who has the personality? Cardi B.
And Cardi is...
The album had like 5 number ones.
Cardi is...
2 times platinum.
I'm sorry. Cardi's did the numbers.
She's everywhere.
Everywhere for
she
everybody.
She appeals to the white folks, although we're not trying to, but she does.
Yeah. It's just,
being her 1,000% self.
Right.
Nipsey's not going to appeal to the white people. Number one, Black man. Is number one, unfortunately. So it's already hard enough for them. Yeah. What male rappers have won Grammys? I know 3 6 Mafia won a Grammy. That was for their Hustle and Flow soundtrack, but it was an album of the year, though.
Girl, look.
I have to do that research. Mm-hmm. Try to see if anybody aggressive gangster rappers have won.
I don't think so.
That doesn't really cross over into the white world. Have won. So. I have to check that out. Anyway, it's much deserved. She don't have to run down her credentials and none of that for y'all. Y'all should just be happy for the girl.
Okay, because y'all was mad about it last year when
y'all
she didn't
mad
get
when
the
she
shit.
Didn't. So it's like,
figure
now she
y'all
gets
it.
And it's like, oh, no, she shouldn't have.
Why? Can y'all?
The numbers are there. I'm sorry. It's about the numbers.
And them numbers is what we go by.
Victory Lap didn't go 2 times platinum.
It didn't, but that is a bomb-ass album.
It didn't have... How many did it have any number ones?
Mm-mm.
No, it didn't. He can't win. I don't care. Yeah,
but it
he's
had
an
visuals.
Awesome. Is he a better rapper? Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
duh. Nobody's saying that.
Exactly.
But it ain't about that.
But what people fail to realize, they have Black people on these shows to get the Black audience. Don't mean they're gonna do what Black people want them to do. I just need y'all to be aware.
This ain't the Source Awards,
nigga.
Nipsey went to the Source Awards. He would have got that.
Okay.
Didn't he just slap somebody at one of the award shows and some slides?
Wop.
You're not winning shit.
Wasn't it the BET though? I
think it was the BET award. You gonna slap the nigga up in some slides at the award show.
Moving a comb, my nigga.
You're not about to get no best album of the year. No.
Last time, check.
And Cardi just tried to beat a bitch ass in the damn very elegant spot that wasn't BET.
Okay.
And she's still,
bitch.
Because
you
know what?
Bitch.
Cardi's been that person from day one, okay?
Okay. Well, after, you know, her winning, you know, I guess Offset felt so inclined to show his culture's birth.
Oh, why? He's trying to be like Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Come on, the nigga version.
The whole nigga version. Hood nigga version. The great value version.
Okay. Yes. That is the best way to say that. Yes. You have Jay-Z and Beyonce, which is, you know, the name brand. Then you got the great value. Ain't nothing wrong with either one because they're still good.
Trying to do a little lemonade, a little limeade.
No. Oh, shit.
Trying to do a little limeade. My
well,
God. Okay.
Congratulations to Cardi.
Congratulations. And then also, speaking of the Grammys, how they did my nigga Drake, though?
Wait. I'm just stuck on the fact that that picture when they took that picture of Pusha T scowling.
I bet he was scowling.
That shit was hating funny ass, nigga. As fuck.
Ow. What the hell?
I hit my fingers.
Okay.
So basically what happened, you look at this picture and he's scowling. Joyner Lucas looking down at him. Some other niggas that was sitting in front of him looking back at him. I was weak as hell. You gonna play this speech?
I am.
Oh boy.
Let me get it. Better not handle commercially.
And the Grammy goes to. Godspeed! It's like the first time in Grammy's history where I actually am who I thought I was for a second. So I like that. That's really nice. I definitely did not think I was winning anything. My brother's here. I want to take this opportunity while I'm up here to just talk to all the kids that are watching this, that are aspiring to do music, all my peers that make music from their heart, that do things pure and tell the truth. I want to let you know we play in an opinion-based sport. Not a factual-based sport, so it's not the NBA where at the end of the year you're holding a trophy because you made the right decisions or won the games. This is a business where sometimes, you know, it's up to a bunch of people that might not understand, you know, what a mixed-race kid from Canada has to say, or a fly Spanish girl from New York, or anybody else, or a brother from Houston, right there, my brother Travis. But look, the point is, you've already won if you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown. If there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here, I promise you. You already won. But next, a special...
Cut him right on off. Cut him off. That was not nice. So you don't need the Grammy. Like, oh, that's enough.
Like, oh,
that's a fucking enough.
We're turning that mic down. Nigga, you need us. Don't let nobody else tell you otherwise.
Mm-mm-mm. That was terrible.
It was, but they invited him and let him, said if you want to come back up there and finish. He's like, nope, I said all I need to say.
They don't need this bullshit for validation, and he's correct.
Yes, because he skipped out on them last year, didn't he?
I don't remember.
I know he wasn't there.
No, didn't he go last year? But he won a bunch of Grammys last year. Was it the year before last?
It might have been. It was one of these years.
He couldn't even hold him. He had to set him down by his feet.
I don't know what year it was, but I know he skipped one. We all know Jay-Z and Beyonce been skipping shit. So they don't even get nominated no more.
That's true.
But we all know that they're a powerhouse in their own. So
yeah,
let's be real honest.
They ain't got to come.
Nope.
Alrighty, so.
They said our pockets don't get. We don't see a drought in these pockets because y'all don't nominate us.
Exactly. They don't need that validation. Mm-hmm. Although, once you get a Grammy, people joked because Cardi B pulled out a Pot of Gold festival that's coming here.
She sure the fuck did.
Soon as she got that Grammy, she said, oh, bitches, okay. I ain't got to do these little small ass. You're going to pay me. You're going to pay me. And I'm sure Phoenix ain't got the money to pay her like that. So,
oh, girl.
She is not coming to Pot of Gold.
She said, and I can go relax now.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's taking a break.
I can now headline Coachella.
Okay. Yes. Yo. Next year, that would be a dope ass show. Not gonna lie.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
She showed out even with her little pregnant self last year.
Speaking of which, Coachella's coming.
It is, and them tickets are sold out, I'm sure.
I'm sure. People are gonna be selling them on what you call it for $1,000.
I don't wanna go.
I wanted to go.
I wanted to go, but I looked at the lineup and really, I was like,
Beyonce ain't there this year, I'm sure.
No, of course not.
Who's there?
Ariana Grande is there. Childish Gambino's going to be there. Her, I believe Ella May.
Where the turn up people at?
Idris Elba.
What the fuck does he have to do
with
anything?
Girl, I was done when I read that. So I was like, oh. Nigga, what you doing?
Let me look at this lineup right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Goddamn now.
I can't remember who's the headliner for Friday. But I believe Ariana Grande is the headliner for Saturday. Don't quote me. Right. now, do you see why I'm like, I'm not.
All types of random folks.
That's why I sound
Anderson
not too stressed.
Anderson Paak's going to be there. I like him. He's cool. But I don't care to see him. Ariana Grande.
Is she the headliner for Saturday?
Doesn't say nothing about a headliner.
Usually the bigger name is the one that they're is technically like the headliner.
There's lots of small, like little randoms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm. Her should be.
I'm scrolling through all of these people though, but I don't like. I'm only gonna name people that are like, you know, well known. LMA, okay.
There's somebody else.
Gucci Gang.
No, who is that?
It's Lil Pump, Gucci Man, and I don't know this other kid. Don't know that kid. Her.
I really named all the people Idris. I wanted to see.
Ooh, Jaden Smith.
Oh, I forgot he was on that lineup.
Janelle Monae.
I forgot she was on the lineup too.
Juice WRLD. Now that might be a turn up. Who that?
Not the who that.
Khalid.
Yes.
Kid Cudi.
Yes.
Meryl.
I just knew we had a lot going on in this time period this year that it was just not gonna happen.
Yeah, no, I wish.
Maybe next year.
Playboi Carti. Pusha T.
Come on.
Rico Nasty. I've heard some songs. She reminds me of the City Girls, but the solo version. Yeah.
Come on, solo.
Sheck
version.
West. Oh. I got
This nigga's got the strongest bitch I done heard in a long time since bitch. Too Short.
Like, ooh. Solange gonna be there.
Oh, I missed that one.
They got a whole bunch of randoms that I don't even know. Tierra Whack is gonna be there.
I don't know.
Tiana Taylor ain't gonna be here. Wiz Khalifa. YG 400.
Come on, bitch, better have my money.
That's all the important people. Everybody else, I don't know who the fuck they are. So yeah, that is interesting. Interesting little lineup this year. Seems terrible.
Do you see why I was like, I'm not just stressed saying. This time? I'm not stressed about it.
Oh, let's roll out then into Black Foolishness.
Boom.
See what the black people are doing.
Who raised you? It's actually painful to watch.
Okay, so of course with every scandal, all the black people want to boycott all the racist places that post these racist ads. So we're at H&M, we're at J. Crew right now, we're at Gucci right now, we're at whatever the fuck Katy Perry
Prada
was doing.
Katy Perry.
Moschino.
Is in there. But they didn't actually put nothing out. It's just they've had scandals on how they've been treating black people.
Right. So, of course, everybody expects everybody to boycott, but then you gotta remember, niggas is gonna nig.
Niggas gonna nig.
That's one thing that's always certain.
Well, shit, this particular nigga always
nigga. This particular nigga, he's just gonna nig because...
Because. It's him.
He does what the fuck he wants to do, which is, that's a quote from him. He says, yeah. So they caught him outside of the Gucci store.
You gonna name which nigga we talking about?
Floyd Mayweather. Caught him outside of the Gucci store, and they asked him, you know, a few questions, you know, how TMZ is, and he said, I don't got nothing against nobody. My thing is this. I support everybody. I like everybody, and my thing is this. I like to live life and do what I got to do. I'm not no follower. I do what the fuck I want to do. So he's still giving his hard-earned money to Gucci, and who is surprised? Not me.
Not I.
Wow. A lot of them are.
While you niggas is over there buying them funky ass TMT hats, that nigga using them monies to go shop where niggas don't even liked. Ha. Mm.
Ha. Ain't that what they all do?
Ha.
God, he's terrible. But anyway.
He's always been terrible.
More power to him. Let's play a little clippy clip.
Now, how's Pop feeling? You know, your pops took that, he was sparring.
I think my dad needs to stop boxing. He's older. But you know what I'm going to go into?
Blackface sweater and, you know, a lot of prominent artists are dropping them. You know, black.
Man, listen, I don't got nothing against nobody.
Really?
Come on, my really? Thing is this. I support everybody. I like everybody. And my thing is this. I like to live life and do what I like to do. I'm not no follower. I do what the fuck I want to do.
Right.
Because everybody say wear this or don't wear this. I'm wearing what the fuck I want to wear. I'm about to go into Gucci.
Were you disrespected at all?
No, I'm about to go to Gucci. Why am I laughing at this nigga?
Because the way he said that.
I'm about to go to Gucci.
I'm about to go to Gucci.
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Well, going to Gucci, sir. They don't love you there. Just know that.
Just know that. Off that nigga on to the next two niggas.
All right. So, amidst the 21 scallywag reports, we got two Negroes who decided they wanted to fight about it. So, let's start from the very tippity top. So, Chris Brown posted one of the videos that they had of 21 Savage. Let me see if I can get it to play. Hop out the 4-door with the 4-4, it was 1, 2, 3, and 4. Chilling in the concrete door. Your daddy's 44, and he's still calling man for a draw. Let him know. Wanna see him? So that was 21 Savage rapping with a British accent.
There,
and mess. Chris Brown's caption says, "Come on, fam, stop playing with the man's them." Whatever the hell that means.
Right.
Which, you know,
we are just posted confused.
It was funny. I mean, it was. I mean, he said he didn't say anything in the caption that indicated that he
was laughing at the situation.
Rude, you know, people are human. The shit's funny. It was funny. Okay. And Offset decided he wanted to bring his little antennas over and say, memes ain't funny, lame. So then we know Chris Brown, who's very animated and is, you're not going to talk to him any kind of way. Y'all keep thinking that he a little boy. When, but we all know Chris is about that life.
Chris is about that life.
No matter how skinny he may be and malnourished he may look,
my nigga is about athletic as fuck.
Okay.
He got the moves.
So then Chris takes it to the far, far left and says, fuck you, little boy. Better worry about what you got going on and focus on you. All this cap. First of all, let's stop right there. This cap stuff is really blowing the fuck out of me. Like, I can get with the slang and I'm trying to keep up and I'm getting up there in age now to where, first of all, I don't even use it like that. And I just don't understand what cap is.
Cap is fake shit, basically, is what I...
Why is it called cap?
Oh, you over here capping.
What does cap have to do with it? Whatever happened to you're lying, you're being dishonest, you are fake.
That's too easy. Capping. And niggas got a nig. We need code words for other shit. We all know this. Come on now. Come on now. We've had a...
No, I need my police statements to be clear if I need to make one. I don't need my police statement saying, and she said, and the victim stated that he was capping. No one knows the fuck that means in the court of law. Let's talk like we got some sense. I'm so tired. I don't
but
know.
But at the same time, you are asking niggas to act right in their anger. Now, when the fuck does that happen?
Capping.
When a nigga is mad, do you think they give a fuck about what
does
you...
Does capping hold up in the court of law? No.
No, nigga.
Don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's why you let your lawyers talk to so you at that tired. Point.
What's going to be the next word for lying?
I don't know, nigga.
Jesus Christ.
Look, anywho. I figured out what cap was. Just context clues.
I was just watching. We were just watching Marriage Boot Camp and Tammy cussing Walker Flocka out, talking about cap this and capping that and capping bro and capping this. And then it's cap, bro, whatever. And I'm like, what is this cap?
So, I'm assuming
Soulja Boy saying cap. And I'm just like,
context
trying to use
niggas.
It, you know how you be like, can you use it in a sentence? Bitch. Like, I'm trying to figure out what's
not
going on
me.
Here.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Anyway, let's finish reading this crap.
Can
all
I get
this
a definition?
Cap on Instagram is what's lame. So in that context, all this cap on Instagram is what's lame. So let me insert lying there and see if it works. All this lying on Instagram is what's lame. But where did Offset lie? That's why that cap doesn't fit into this scenario.
What I'm saying is you are trying to make sense of a nigga who is pissed the fuck off. Stop trying.
Cap meant lying is
go
what I thought.
Forward.
Your energy won't like that when I came to the Drake show in LA. If you don't get your a hibbit to the hip hip hop and you don't stop the rocking face ass out my comments. Sensitive ass nigga. I am weak right now. Call me personally. You want some clout when all you gotta do is pull up. No camera, no flexing and all that. If you a real man, fight me. Oh. And another thing, suck my dick. Ultimate disrespect right there. Like, I feel like he just called you lame, bro. Like, you had to take it all the way. All the way. So then
Off sizzle. Got a little hot.
Oh, And then, no, wait, there's more from Chris. So then he said, he posted a, I guess it's an Insta story, where he screenshotted what was said and circled it in his response and says, if he don't get his Earth, Wind, and Fire Pootie Tang spacesuits wearing cap ass little boy, the fuck out my comments and off my dick.
Phew. I could not unsee the Pootie Tang comments.
Then Offset says, Cokehead don't want smoke on his Insta story. Then Chris Brown responds with a nice little meme. He called him the Pootie Tang in the little Pootie Tang video. And then there's memes floating now. Oh, God. Chris Brown with his Insta story. Tippy Tow, my dummy. Chris Brown called Offset Pootie Tang. I can't unsee it now. Has been the meme that has been floating around. And when I tell you,
I can't unsee that.
He had mad jokes. Then Offset, I ain't really have too much rap for you on this social media shit, but since that's where you want to take it, tell the people why you had your manager reach out to squash the shit. Check my record and check yours. Only people you go toe to toe with is women. That's for lame niggas. Oh, and by the way, I'ma smack the shit out of you when I see you. Then Offset DMs Christopher Brown.
Come on, Christopher.
And says, WYA. Chris says, I'm in LA. I'll be at home at 4. Like I said before, I'm with all of that. You can run me my fade today. No cap. Here we go again. Offset then asks, Addy. Chris Brown responds, pussy nigga, you know where I stay. Google Maps, my address ain't no secret spot. I'll be there at 4.
He ain't never lied.
Offset called him the police. Chris Brown screenshotting everything, reposting it. This nigga scary. Lord, was Chris Brown high? This nigga scary. Dickhead commented under my post looking like blank man. Oh. These niggas are rats. And 5 feet nothing doing all that. Chris Brown is tall. Doing all this extra shit. Little ass boy, I'm home, pull up. And then he posted the picture of pimp named Slipback.
That's that trip from
a pimp named Slipback from Boondocks. Oh, Lord. Oh, that's that drip drip. So Chris Brown was about a good 30 minutes of jokery.
And he had that shit popping. That was funny.
Yeah. So with all that being said, Chris Brown also posted his address online. So that calls for the police to do a wellness check on Christopher today to see if he was okay, because he had posted his address. They told him he should take his address down. They never talked to him. They talked to his entourage, his peeps. And he has since taken his address down, and they stated there was no issue with Mr. Offset, and they can go on about their business. That was a lot. All over one little measly meme.
Niggas.
Wowzers. That was black foolishness at its best.
Oh, we not done though.
Another fool. NBA Youngboy. He was arrested in Atlanta for having marijuana, using fighting words. Was that? Hold on, I'm trying to pull it up.
Yes, it is, bitch. Use of fighting words.
Use of fighting words in physical obstruction. Atlanta is bogus as fuck. But in Virginia Beach, you can't curse neither. If you curse, you can get locked up.
Well, no, I know where I won't be going.
So, NBA Youngboy reportedly was arrested in Atlanta for 3 misdemeanors. I thought marijuana was a felony in Atlanta. But anyway. The charges include possession of marijuana. Maybe it was a small dusting.
Girl, don't
look. Use of fighting words and physical obstruction. He was reported with a female identified as his baby mama.
Come on, Star.
Her name is Star with 2 R's.
Oh, that's terrible.
They were in a hotel room that... Wait a minute. Star was in a hotel room that was supposed to be unoccupied. The site reports that Youngboy told Star to get the housekeeper out of the room when she walked in, and that's when Star allegedly put the paws on her. What?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me reread this.
Let's go back here.
Please.
Am I missing something?
NBA was reportedly with a female identified as his baby mama, Star Thigpen, in a hotel room that was supposed to be unoccupied. The site reports that young boy told Star to get the housekeeper out of the room when she walked in, and that's when Star allegedly put the paws on her.
On the housekeeper?
Bitch, y'all want a nasty motherfucking room?
When the housekeeper was able to remove herself from the situation, she immediately called the cops, NBA and Star reportedly being held. Why is the housekeeper getting the paws? Was it really a housekeeper or was it a little somebody else? That don't make sense for her to beat up the housekeeper, though.
But why he being held? Because
he was in there with her.
Oh, never mind. No. I know why he in there. Get that bitch. That's why he in there.
Get that bitch.
He said make sure the room unoccupied, aka get that bitch.
No, he said get her out the room, like beat her up and get her out the room. Why?
Clearly, that's what the fuck she did. Girl, look, I don't know.
Was supposed to be the site's report that young boy told Star to get the housekeeper out of the room, and when she walked in, so she aggressively tried to get the lady out the room. It's just all confusing to me. I don't understand. Is that the girl? Oh, ho, ho, ho. I did not scroll all the way down when I read this link, bitch.
Why is she looking slightly like it?
Are you fucking kidding me right now? You guys need to go to the shade room and look at this story about NBA young boy and his baby mama and look at what this baby mama look like.
This mugshot.
And then go run his songs back and see what type of bitches he talking about getting, because this does not add up.
Well, apparently this nigga was
indicted
for allegedly beating up and kidnapping his ex boo. Like, nigga, what? Y'all dusty niggas be having these dusty
bras. She looked like she was high on something. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, now. Well, let's get off of that, because that was scary.
On to the next.
Best of luck to him. He need to get his little life together. He was 17 with 4 babies, and he might be 18 now. Just going by the lyrics. So, Donald Glover was called a house slave. By another artist, Jace Harley, which I didn't know who he was until I was today years old.
okay.
And this is what he had to say when he was asked about Childish Gambino winning his 4 Grammys for This Is America. Apparently, this is a little background story. Jace had a song called American Pharoah that he claims was the inspiration for Childish Gambino's song. It's pretty much the same song. I didn't listen to it, but I can try to play a little bit right now. I'm young and I'm black in America. They try to attack and embarrass us. Y'all don't want your daughters to marry us, but they let us dick, so I tear it up. Got a wedded and mariners. Half of society scared of us. My nigga, I'm young with no barriers. So if you owe me money, just leave me there. Police killed my best friend, they shot him dead. I do not forgive, I do not forget. My life is a cliff and I'm by the ledge. And in less than a moment, a lot is said. But if you don't know me, do not allege. The thoughts in my head, you cannot arrest. And let's play Childish Gambino's version. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. So they certainly do sound similar.
They do. But
Jace's was made first, and this is what he had to say in regards to the whole ordeal.
This season, get ready.
Oh, my Lord. Nobody wants to hear this.
More unbelievable, true story of America's lustful killers. Nice cold blood is back. Season 2 begins Monday, February 25th at 8, 7 central on Oxygen.
Well, Oxygen commercial just got a free
promo. Let's be positive, like we said, about some history was made last night, hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Does This Is America winning those awards last night mean hip-hop is in the Academy's good graces and just in the forefront the way that many people feel like it should be right now?
No, honestly, again, I feel like it's a loss for the culture. What is it saying
if that the Academy is recognizing something that is not original. It's not even acknowledging where it came from. It's not acknowledging the struggle and the people that actually where it came from. That song came from in here. And to hear it watered down, cool. I feel like it's like my analogy is it's almost like the house slave heard the chants from the field. Then he took that song with him and sung it back to the house. And instead of trying to liberate the people in the field, he got a bigger room in the house. And that's how I feel about the situation. Whoa. I feel like he had a chance to say something. That's why I approached it very humble. I'm a humble person.
Say something when? Like to you or on the platform?
No,
like he
on the
been
platform.
There.
He okay. should have been there. He just should have been there for the people. The people needed him. And instead, I feel like it shows his true intentions. I feel like, you know,
Okay, so let's dissect that because I get exactly what he's saying. As far as him saying because I was watching TMZ when they got the news or whatever, and they were like, oh, he's wrong for calling him a house slave. He could have used any other analogy. That didn't make any sense, but it does make sense. He's saying, so this guy originally made it. Childish Gambino got a little inspiration from this song, allegedly. So what he's saying is him, Jace, is the field nigga, meaning right. he's not in the spotlight at all. He's underground still. Donald Glover is a house nigga. He's a celebrity. So he's here with the white approval.
I just need everybody to know she is like making the hand movements to me. Yeah. Like she's trying to explain this.
That's what I'm doing right now. So Donald Glover is the house nigga who is already a celebrity. He already has white approval. Jace is the field nigga in the field. So he's saying he heard the song from the field niggas, took that song from the field niggas, sing it to the house and forgot to liberate the field nigga that he got it from, meaning bring me on, like you got your inspo from me, put me on, do something. That's what he means. I get it if this is the case. I don't know the whole thing, and I do agree he should have been there to use that platform to speak about some of the shit he was speaking about in the song instead of not coming. But
with that being said, also, there's a better way to put it so it's not something that just niggas understand. When you use, when you use the term slavery, you know, white people are like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It's like saying Holocaust. They act like that shit don't happen. They don't hear it. Use analogies like, had it been this person doing this to this person, other people would be mad.
He needed the extreme. And he seems very woke, so, you know, woke people ain't using no
correct
regular, degular, schmegular terminology.
Exactly. But as you heard the person that was taking the whole report, he was like, whoa, 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 whoa. He was trying to get him to break it down even more. So it's like, if you want people to understand your struggle, you have to meet people where they are. Unfortunately, that might have to be a little less than what
that's
you used to.
That's why he's not a house nigga. Or house slave or whatever.
And nigga, that's also why you underground as well.
He's not a house slave. But, so he said, I'm not here to make sure y'all understand what I'm saying. The black people who know.
But correct. But at the same time, you're going to be mad at somebody that's trying to make it a point to make sure everybody knows. Like that video was, it disturbed a lot of people. A lot of people didn't like it. It was very triggering to a lot of people. But my point in the situation is you should be applauding your brother, but you need to have those conversations in private. That shit don't go down in private, then yes, okay, I see it. If your conversation with him in private was something else, and then this is the reaction to that, okay, cool. Now we know why you mad. You know
I don't think they may have had a private conversation.
But that's my point. My point is you are upset because he said he got inspiration from your song, which clearly it sounds
allegedly. Absurd,
but it's
we don't know.
Correct.
Well, I mean, if his song was made first, then yeah.
But no, but even with that being said, how does somebody like get mad at another person for being successful? He's trying to use his platform to make all the white folk aware. Like, ha, 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 niggas, not just, y'all like me, y'all gonna hear what I got to say. My only problem is, like I said, the way he delivered that, using triggering words, it's not going to get where he really wants it to go. It's just going to be like, oh, another nigga mad. And well, you don't want that.
I think that these comments are actually going to get him where he needs to go, because now more people are realizing that this man is super duper talented and they're looking and seeing who the fuck he is now. So,
oh, of course.
Either way, whatever. I agree with him in a sense. But yeah, maybe a different way. Not to necessarily appease to these TMZ white people, but
no.
Maybe...
No, you just don't want other niggas to be like, nigga, you couldn't find another word to use?
We call each other worse. The hell? Shit.
But we don't call each other that in front of white folk.
Look now.
Hey, where am I lying?
Who don't? I'm pretty sure people do call each other names in front of white people. Mm. We show our asses in front of white people often.
That we do. Unfortunately. Often. Unfortunately, show our asses and tap dance for them. You know, hey.
Listen. What did I just do with this computer?
Well, on to the next black nigga that didn't fucked around.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He said congratulations, though.
How you gonna sit there and do that to me and then say congratulations? Nigga, what? Keep your congratulations.
He said how he feel. You're supposed to start with the bitter and with the sweet. That's what they say. I mean, if that's the case, he did it right.
Fuck that.
Oh my god.
I thought it was supposed to be the other way around. So tell them what you like about it and then dig into their ass so they don't feel like you just out here to.
No, you gotta end it with a good note.
Well, some people need to take notes on that then, huh?
Yeah. So, this last piece in the black foolishness, which I can't be too mad about, because I feel you. Take a motherfucking shower. So a father tries to run over son after he refuses to take a bath. Now that's a bit extreme.
Okay, I was about to say, you feel, nigga, don't take that back.
I mean, So Fox News reported that Joseph Riley, 45, was apprehended by police after his neighbors noticed him following his son in the pickup truck. Authorities were notified when witnesses heard screams throughout the neighborhood and saw the pickup truck accelerate at a high speed. Riley's son ran into a neighbor's home and said he needed help because his father threatened to hit him with a belt when he refused to take a bath. Police say the boy, whose age was not identified, left the home after Riley asked him to take a bath multiple times. When police interviewed him, Riley appeared to be intoxicated and uncooperative. Oh, Jesus Christ. What? Like, what is happening in this world? Okay? And why didn't you just get your ass up and take a bath?
Because first off,
the fuck?
Little niggas' kids, sometimes they nigga, and like, no. Now, nigga, I should not have been giggling and laughing over here, but the fact that this little nigga got the balls to run to a neighbor's house, I can't imagine what that.
While you accelerating in a pickup truck, what is happening?
Shit. I don't know, like, hold the fuck up. Nigga, do you hear that? Not the...
Help!
Right!
I'm gonna beat him with the belt.
Oh, man.
Well, that's enough black foolishness. We've had a fuck enough. Now, dear white people.
Dear white people. Wow. Y'all really trying it?
All right. So, first up in the Dear White People segment is... We didn't record last week because of my sickness, but Liam Neeson.
Yeah, no more Taken.
Like,
taking his ass on.
I don't know. He was telling a story.
To promote his movie.
The Good Morning Britain, where he was promoting his movie called, what is it called?
Yeah, I don't know. Shit.
Cold Pursuit. Or some shit.
Taken
where he's looking for a father who turns to anger after the death of his son is what the movie's about. So he decided to tell a story where he was out for revenge. Oh, great idea. Let's relate to this movie on so many levels. that we tell this very great story. He said
just there's no way around this. Go ahead and just
a friend of his had been raped.
Mm-hmm. And he asked her.
It's just so terrible to say.
Say it, nigga, say it. Because so he didn't have a problem saying it.
And he decided.
He asked her.
Yeah, he asked her, like, you know, what he looked like.
And she said.
Who was it? She didn't know. What color were they? Mm-hmm. So listen for that, right? Keep that in your mind. What color were they? He says that he said to her. She said it was a black person. So he said he went up and down the areas with a kosh, which is like a heavy stick, like a crowbar type of thing, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him. It was horrible, horrible when I think back that I did that, he said. And I've never admitted that. And I'm saying it to a journalist. God forbid.
God forbid, nigga. Because guess what? Guess what? Us
canceled.
Mm-hmm.
You're canceled.
We're
You're
done.
Just canceled.
I
liked him.
We were tired of the Takens. Can't even go see Widow now because I know his ass is in that shit. Just fucking it up for Viola.
Oh, we got to go support Viola, though.
But look,
you cannot.
How your husband gonna talk about killing a black bastard?
That ain't her husband in real life.
No, but in the movie it is.
We gotta go support Viola. We can't let him do
I'm
that.
I'm gonna have to support the next project.
He already
project,
got the damn red carpet canceled. They can't even fucking promote.
Come on, thank you. Next.
Wow, that's so fucked up. Like, you fucking up for everybody else. Like, you could.
I know, they hot.
That story to your motherfucking self.
He is the Roseanne.
You could have just left out the whole black part.
The Roseanne.
That you asked what color they were. Like, what did that even matter?
Come on, the new Roseanne.
In the holy hell. I can't.
He tried to clean it up, but nigga, you already
know. No, there's no cleaning it up.
There's not.
Can people grow from things? Yes.
Yes.
But now we're always going to look at you sideways.
Like, nigga, you good? You straight?
Like, maybe one day you might want revenge on another black
bastard. You
trying
to snap again?
We don't know.
We never know. But what people fail to realize, who are like, it was his past.
Oh, so it was Kevin Hart's past. It was so many other people's past, too.
Still hold Chris Brown to his past.
That have said things that they ain't had no business saying about, you know, anti-Semitic comments, comments against the LGBTQ community that they were said 10, 15, 14 years ago. And y'all are still on their heads about it after they done apologized to y'all several times and haven't had any incidents in probably 14 years when that initially happened. But y'all still dwell on it. No. Why does he fucking get a pass? Fuck that.
He don't
no.
get a pass out of me. Shit, fuck the bullshit.
Mm-mm. Everybody's want to make excuses when it's they people. Well, if it's our folks, the brown people, there's no excuses.
Oh, never.
You white bastards dig up the dirt and never let it go. You don't see niggas digging up the tweets.
Depending.
It's always y'all.
Come on, y'all.
Beanie Hooser. The next person on Dear White People. A vegan bride decides she's banning all meat eating family members from attending her wedding. She says her and her husband do not wish to host
omnivores.
Anyone who kills, they don't want to host murderers at their wedding. It should be one of the happiest days of their lives. What people eat don't make you shit. Like, what if they eat meat? Oh, well, you're not gonna have meat at your wedding. They're still gonna come. They're gonna eat the non-meat food that you have
and be happy for,
like,
you.
What does that have to do with the fact that people want to be there to celebrate the one moment in your life that you're gonna, it's gonna be all about you?
That was just her unfriendly way of saying we want a small wedding.
Bitch, just say it's we ain't intimate. Got the money. The vegan shit costs too much. We buying vegan everything and it's expensive.
And that bill got a little high, so we only was able to get 15 plates.
Jesus. Like, come on, bro. How you gonna not, so if your mama eat meat, you just like, bitch, you can't come.
Like, sis, look here.
Murderers!
Let's talk real quick.
They refuse to host murderers. I cannot.
No, bitch, you refuse. Don't throw your man
y'all
in this.
Y'all look at y'all white, because they probably not going to show up. This was a black person talking about, if you eat meat, you can come to... Bitch, somebody's turning the wedding the fuck out.
Bitch, they rolling up
Auntie so-and-so is fucking coming.
With the barbecue catered, bitch. You know they coming through.
You try that shit with a black family. Bitch, I'm not coming to your wedding. Okay, we going to see. We gonna see. Look,
you said I'm not what? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have somebody who at the wedding?
Shirley and them gonna be up there at the dough.
Look, who at the wedding?
I was waiting for you at the dough.
Look, not even that. Text me when it's over. Let me know what the address is to reception.
No, they're gonna be at the wedding showing ass.
Come okay? on with the buckets of the KFC. Okay.
We're at the wedding showing ass. You can try that shit with a black family all you want.
Come on.
Y'all can come to my wedding because y'all eat meat. Okay, bitch. We'll be there.
Instead of throwing rice, they're throwing the wings, again? Bitch. You're going to be mad.
Okay. What time again?
So when you're done acting like you're privileged, okay, bitch, let us know.
Ain't nobody stunting you. You'll be right at the wedding.
Right. You be like, I don't want this.
Bring their own chicken.
Anything you say, girl. I don't want that. Bitch, I heard you. Yeah, mm-hmm, but we... We're gonna make it happen.
Do what they want to do. This will never fly.
Okay.
Bitch, you tripping. But anyway, let's get into Black Excellence.
Black Excellence is an all-time high.
Of course it's at an all-time high. Black folks consistently go high.
Hey, so about a week ago.
About a week ago,
a Chicago woman picks up the hotel tab for dozens of homeless people to save them from the freezing cold.
Beautiful.
Okay, so Candace Payne impulsively charged 20 hotel rooms on her credit card to house the homeless after realizing how life-threatening the sub-zero temperatures would be for them. Like, it was people have died in the cold, like walking home, just froze to death, and that's scary. Mm-hmm. And it's cold as fuck in Chicago, and I know the homelessness rate is rampant there. Yeah, so that was super nice of her. She didn't have to do that.
She didn't, and she inspired others.
Yeah, so approximately, so volunteers have been able to cover 3 nights at the hotel for approximately 80 people, so they've been trying to keep that going. How about we just fix up an abandoned house and start making these little, like, it's something else that y'all can do to help as well. It's a problem, and it's way too cold, so we're just gonna have people dying on the streets. Like, there should be places for them to go, more than enough places.
I'm sure it is, but currently the quick fix is what they're doing. Happy for them. I appreciate the generosity, but like you're saying, they need to attack the issue and not just treat the symptom.
Because then next year, same thing. Winters are long there, I hear, so. Well, I'm just happy somebody is doing what they can with what they can, because she did not have to do that.
She didn't.
And she will get her blessings back tenfold, because that is definitely
that's a blessing.
An awesome thing to do. Need more people like you, girl.
Yes.
All right. Let's skip Lori Harvey for last. Black girl magic.
Oh God.
So 27-year-old Muga El Tijani secures $1 million investment for hair care line from founders of Shea Moisture. So she's 27 years old, and she got this investment from the leaders from Shea Moisture. They invested in her hair care line, Natural Club. It's an avocado based product for the kinky curly hair sisters. And she makes them handmade with the blender, some avocados, some essential oils.
She is whipping it.
Whoop whoop.
Right out. Well, she started this in college, if I'm not mistaken.
Whipping in the kitchen.
Okay. She said, sis, I need something for this hair. We got to get it together.
Says she invested $18K into the company in 2017, started making hair products in a college dorm room because she was frustrated with the commercial hair products, left her hair dry and brittle. She started her YouTube, and she did like a 3-month journey of only fresh and natural ingredients in her hair. And she said her hair grew 32 inches in 3 months.
Bitch, wait a minute. I need to go to your website.
I don't know if that's correct.
Hey, look.
32 inches look, in 3 months?
Look here.
Try it.
I love how you look at me, try it. Like, you ain't supposed to be growing your hair out.
It would be easier for me to try it.
It would, because you would you see would a significant see change for you. Me, you'd be like, bitch, did your hair just get bigger?
All
right,
well.
That's all I'm going to get. Go to the supply store and
blend some shit up, girl. Well, congratulations to her.
Okay, I am not mad. Secure the bag, sis. Can't wait to see that product.
Do your thing, girl.
Yes. Now on to the next petty black excellence.
The petty black excellence?
This is stars.
I just had to.
You ain't shit.
I really did. Because men don't like when you pull a you on them.
Show them the on fuck them. Down.
Like, this girl is out here thotting and bopping freely.
And said, none of y'all niggas can hold me down.
Y'all cannot claim me. I don't care. I'll post a picture with Trey Songz massaging my feet. I'll post a picture kissed up on Justin Combs. I'm going to post a picture with this one every y'all Monday. It's a different
box.
Nigga.
Y'all can't claim this box. Is you mad or not?
So Steve Harvey's daughter, is this his biological daughter with his current wife? Or is it's his wife's daughter?
I believe it's stepdaughter, but I don't okay. know. You know, girl, be a mixture
they got
things.
A lot of kids mixed in.
Okay.
They do. I don't know who's girl, not his. I don't know.
I just know he claim all.
Yes, they're his gang of kids. It's about six, seven of them. Anyway, so Lori Harvey, she's definitely gorgeous. She is 21 years old. And she has been on everybody's wish list. Meek Mill has put her in a song. Meeky Somebody Mill. Else put her in a song. Trey Songz has had pictures with her. Future has mentioned her. He just needs to stay away from anybody.
Okay,
just,
Future should be in the sick and shut-in list.
He needs to stay away from everyone. You get everybody pregnant that you even look at. Just
okay.
Let her live her best whole life right
My
now.
Nigga, get a vasectomy. Something
he just want to keep
I don't need kids into the we world. Don't need you to keep pumping kids into the world anyways. Come on, Lori Harvey.
Yes, keep playing these niggas like they playing these bitches and just do what you're doing. Like, you are now a part of black history. I'm sure they're gonna have a meeting with you next year.
You know what, at the end of this day, we're done. We're coming out of black excellence. Oh, I'm not playing God. With you today.
We're coming out of black excellence, but girl, keep being black and excellent.
I hate you.
Bye.
On to the main topic. Oh my God, this nigga.
All right, main topic, Valentine's Day,
because you know it's that time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time
nah.
of the year.
Not for everybody. Not for everybody.
Shut up. He want to talk about it so bad.
Oh my God.
We're going to end up recording tomorrow night because he want to talk about this shit so bad. But anyway, we're just doing like random questions or whatever about Valentine's Day.
All right.
You can answer or not answer. For the warm-up question, do you consider yourself a romantic person?
I do. I very much do. I like to go over the top.
I am if the person is right.
So, nigga, for all that cutesy shit, you better do right. Is what you're
correct.
Telling me.
Because if you're not doing right, I don't want to be all cutesy. Well, you know?
I feel that.
So I gotta be in the mood to, you gotta, yeah.
Yeah.
Make me feel like you deserve me being over the top. Romantic. But yeah, overall, I would say that I am. Most definitely.
All right, so let's go to this first question. What is the meaning of Valentine's Day in your country, bitch? What? Nigga, we from here.
The meaning of it for us in the United States of America is that,
wasn't it like a...
It's just about love, and I don't know where Cupid came into the picture.
Cupid came,
Cupid,
I think
Cupid
it was...
the arrows and the hearts and the of the crush and...
Wasn't it
that's not technically what it's about.
A priest? Was it a priest or...
It was a priest. Saint Valentine.
A saint. I think it's Saint Valentine, yeah.
I think he was going against their wishes and still marrying people that, I guess during a war, they felt like the soldiers... were of no use if they were married. They wanted them to be single. And he was going behind their backs and still marrying.
He was like, nah,
couples.
I got you. Hold on.
And they said they locked him up and stoned him to death or some shit. And then he allegedly died on February 14th when they stoned him to death, and then they decided to make it a whole
Valentine's Day. So we celebrate the man's
to celebrate
death?
Technically.
Huh. Learn something new every day. I didn't hear that part of the story.
But I guess he believed so much in love that he was going behind their backs and marrying
No,
these people.
I knew that part.
So that's where the whole love part comes into it. And then there's another story like that he was locked up and he had met this girl, kind of like love after lockup. So
you know what?
He kind of met this girl and he was writing her love letters and he was signing them your Valentine.
Come on, little boo.
Or whatever. So that's where the whole Valentine thing went from. And initially, it was always supposed to be like a secret. Like, there's so many different ways that it was done. It's just weird now. It used to be like a secret admirer would give you something on Valentine's Day. And it's just a lot. It means whatever you want it to mean.
Yeah.
Actually. So I'm just going to roll with that.
What happens on this day? People show people how much they appreciate and love one another. Or if you're single, you better show yourself how much you love yourself. Wow. Okay. On to the next question. Is Valentine's Day more for men or women?
It seems to have gotten to be more for women. It never really was catered towards.
Nah, because when you see the commercials, get that diamond ring for her.
Nobody said get you a Rolex. Nobody said buy you some socks or nothing. Like,
nope.
It's
Although,
just how it
happened.
How it happened.
But I still spoil my man, so it don't matter.
Yeah, you still do whatever.
Yeah.
Anywho, yeah, it's for women.
I think we kind of came to that idea. Yes, it is.
Overall,
it's for the women.
There's tons of men out there who don't give a shit about getting nothing for Valentine's Day. More so than that actually do, I think. But
nope, that's not accurate.
Yeah, so that's for women's. Mm-hmm. All right, do you have any special plans on Valentine's Day?
Not the day, because I work the day. But me,
same.
Me and babe are going to have a little vacation.
I probably have no plans because my boyfriend hates Valentine's Day because all his little trash ass girlfriends prior to me didn't do anything for him and he spent all his money. But so now he has a bad
trash bitches.
I had a little bad little vibe about Valentine's Day, so now I must suffer. So that's how my Valentine's Day is gonna go.
Next question.
Not accurate.
It's super accurate.
Which
you
traditional
waited too long to say that it wasn't accurate.
Which traditional gift would you rather receive?
Get away from
it's
me.
Not
hey,
accurate.
Get away.
You're fucking up the production. You're fucking up production.
Shoot, get from over here.
She which pushed me hard as hell, just so y'all know.
No, nigga, you almost took us out.
We had a little domestic violence happen just now.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. No, 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 no.
I threw a pin at him.
She did throw a pin at him.
And
okay,
then
so
I pushed him.
Okay, next thing. Which traditional gift would you rather receive? Chocolates, flowers, or a card with a personal message?
I like a card with a personal message. Chocolates and flowers are so fucking cliche.
I love roses.
I'm not a.
I love flowers though.
But flowers are all right. I even left my damn flowers. He bought me a. God damn it.
Nigga. I love flowers. Those are my favorite things in the world. So. And I keep them even when they're dead. My dried out roses.
Not my favorite thing. I prefer a card with a personal message because that takes thought. Anybody can go pick up some flowers and some chocolates. That's easy.
I hate chocolates.
For you
though.
To pick a card that's perfect for me, that says exactly how you feel about me and I can relate to this card. And then on top of that, you write a personal little mini love letter like, oh, take me now.
I like the card with the flowers, but I don't care too much for the chocolates. Oh, you didn't put a teddy bear on here. You know that's another one.
I'm not a fan of a teddy bear. I used to collect teddy bears.
I used to love me some teddy bears. Now I got such a shoebox for a room that I don't have any of them bitches in my room. But I keep all the ones that my dad has gotten me. So.
Is Valentine's Day only about romantic love, or is it a good occasion to celebrate friendship as well? In school, they taught us to celebrate friendship. You send a little flower grams, and the yellow ones were for your friends, and red ones were for your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
I don't know nothing about them yellow and the reds. But no, I personally, I like to get a little something something for all the little people I love in my life, you know, my little Valentine. Heart. You know, your little, you know, get you a little teddy bear, a little chocolate, something. I'm gonna get you something.
Don't give me no damn chocolate.
Nigga.
You gonna love what I get you.
Goddamn chocolate.
Nigga, look.
Somebody gave me some good expensive chocolate and I ate like one, and it's, yeah. I don't know. I just don't. If it's Lindt chocolate truffles, listen to my words. Lindt chocolate truffles.
See, your bougie ass. Anyway.
Then we can do that.
Your bougie ass. Go find your own damn chocolates.
Do you like romantic movies? What's your favorite romantic movie?
No, I don't, actually.
I'm about to say, I'm trying to think of romantic movies that I've watched.
That's my point. That's how I'm like, no.
I've never seen a Notebook. People say that is, everybody cried when they watched that. I've never seen it. And I doubt I will cry. And what other movies have I seen that's like love movies? I would say Love and Basketball is my favorite romantic movie.
That's a horrible movie.
Love and Basketball was a very, it was sweet.
It was, how? Please explain.
True love story.
True love story. When that nigga moved the fuck on and carry on and you still.
It's real life. It's realistic. I like it.
But.
It was romantic at some point.
Nah, I don't have any favorite romantic.
I don't really have no romantic movies that I can think of. Like,
I don't have one.
I'm really thinking really hard. Like,
I stopped thinking.
Oh, what? Jump in the Broom. I love that.
Is that what Paul Patton?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. I do like that one.
Jump in the Broom was a good one.
I wouldn't say favorite, but I liked it.
That other one that she was in.
I like all the little rom-coms she's in.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She is
so
cute.
Her, yeah, I can do her little rom-coms are cute.
There we go.
I like them. All right, so have you ever received a Valentine's Day card or gift from a secret admirer? How did it make you feel? I think back in like, you know,
when I was
middle
in elementary
school and shit.
And it wasn't so much a secret. It was a secret admirer, but all my friends knew
that
he liked
here
me.
Before? From that little boy.
The nigga that used to tease
that
me?
The little pistail boy. Mm-hmm. You said somebody had, before there was a note that was written.
Oh, no. Not that one. No.
Oh, okay.
No, this one. He used to call me Paul Bunyan.
Oh.
Jolly Green Giant.
I'm sorry.
All the great grand names you can think of for tall individuals. And this nigga had the nerve to have a crush on me and send me a gram.
I'm like, that's how boys do.
Bitch, I didn't give a fuck at that age. In the fifth grade, I was like, man, that boy don't like me. And they was like, he sent you a gram. I said, no, he didn't. Bitch, that thing popped up in my box. I said, oh, this is awkward.
Jolly Green Giant got a Valentine note.
I was Christmas tree, bitch. I was all types
Christmas
of things.
Christmas tree? God damn.
Do you see why I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
No.
You know how boys are.
I don't give a damn.
They rude because they don't know how to express their emotions properly.
Well, nigga,
that carries over into adulthood.
I've continuously been the same person and grown as a person, but I still got the same, man, that nigga don't like me. still have the same attitude.
All right, girl. Is Valentine's Day the most romantic day of the year? If not, what day is?
No.
I think that we purposely try to be extra romantic on Valentine's Day, so.
Yes. But
for most people, Valentine's Day is the most romantic day of the
yes,
year.
But
I don't really do romantic stuff, though. I wouldn't call it romantic. It might be romantic to somebody else, but
true. I feel like I like to make the person's birthday intimate and romantic in a sense of, you know, hey, I do all this preparation. I want you to feel special on this day for the most part, on your day. Don't get me wrong.
Anniversaries or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't have that yet. Oh. So, and I'm not.
I got one coming in.
Come on, anniversary.
Right? Boy. Okay. What is the most romantic thing that you have done for another person?
Made a candlelit dinner. I told this individual to come to my house to pick me up. In reality, I was cooking dinner. I had the pathway lit by candles, roses and whatnot on the floor. So yeah, I was doing the most for a nigga that wasn't shit. But yeah,
that's normally how it goes.
Yeah. But I didn't let that tarnish what I do for the next.
I've really done anything, I don't think, that was super romantic because I was terrible up until my kid's dad. And then he won't really into stuff like that because, you know, he go extra hard. So it's like, I'm not doing all that for somebody to appreciate. I mean, I would say the most romantic thing that was done was me put some lingerie on and do a little striptease type of thing. That would be the most romantic thing that I've done thus far, I think.
Woo, child.
But
that's it.
It's time to turn that back on, I guess.
Next question. Valentine's Day is promoted by companies whose only interest is making money. Discuss whether you agree or disagree. Agree. We just talked about the diamonds, okay?
Yeah, they, all the diamond commercials when Valentine's Day come around, Christmas come around, like, they know what they doing.
They know exactly what they doing. They know it's that time of year. We got to get y'all while the iron is hot.
I would like some diamonds for Valentine's Day.
I don't.
Not like a diamond ring.
No, I didn't say that. I just said I don't. I don't want a ring. I don't want, no.
Cute little necklace.
I don't want a necklace either. I don't want any of that, like,
I'm due for a new necklace. The only necklace that I did wear consistently is my Tiffany's necklace, which I don't know where it is.
Well, they want that necklace, huh?
No, I'm sure it's somewhere around here, but...
Like, everything is always somewhere around here.
Yeah. Yep. Precisely. Next. Okay. Describe your perfect Valentine's Day date.
Take notes, engineer.
I'm not expecting a motherfucking thing from that nigga.
Wow.
Anyway, I would.
Wow.
I'm gonna get in trouble later.
You gonna let her do you like this?
He's being silent right now.
He is, but my friend, he
gonna
plotting.
Be on full attack.
He plotting until I leave this room.
Anyway, my perfect Valentine's Day would be, say I come home from work. A bitch do gotta work on that day.
Okay.
And there's like rose petals in the bathtub and candles lit and roses like all over the bed and stuff. And then you tell me, no, we're not doing that right now. Put those clothes on. We're going to eat because I like to eat. A bitch likes to eat.
This bitch do like to eat. Her happy so place is eating.
Then I go eat.
With the little bop.
Okay. And after I eat, take a cute little walk somewhere. After we do that, then we come back to enjoy these roses on the bed. Okay? Boom. I think that would be perfect.
That's cute. Nigga, you can't fuck that up.
Okay.
No, I don't know if you're going to get that now. You're just hostile over there.
Because he's trying to act like he's going to do... Don't smile at me. I don't like you.
I'm just
Demi, tell him to leave me alone.
Oh, nigga, this is your man. I just hope, friend, you heard those notes and you took those into account.
Just ain't good for their birthday.
I don't give two shits about my birthday. We had this conversation.
She clearly did not give two shits about her birthday. We seen how that one popped off and turned up and turned out.
Who? I told you this. You do not combine my birthday. My birthday has nothing to do with Valentine's Day at all. So don't even bring that up.
Let's stop combining holidays with birthdays, period.
You cannot.
That's fucked up. I didn't ask
she
to be born
good on a birthday.
I didn't ask to be born on this day.
3 days
this
ago.
Day. I'm just saying. I don't want that same bullshit when I become a mama because my birthday fall around fucking Mother's Day. I don't want to hear that.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm like, I'm rooting for those now. No.
You cannot do that.
Mm-mm.
It's not cool.
Sorry, friend.
No, that's fine.
What does that mean, that's fine?
Cool shit. I almost lost my phone.
Don't ruin Valentine's Day for me. I don't trust your little sneaky ass.
With that smirk, I'm a little concerned for you.
He got some shit up his little sleeve. What is the plan?
Fran, you
to piss me off?
Fran, is you going to record it? I ain't going to be here, but I want to know what happened.
It's going to be recorded.
Okay. Wait a minute. Oh no.
Okay. I'm getting off track.
Yes. Describe your perfect Valentine's Day. I don't know if I have a perfect Valentine's Day. I like something like we go to dinner. Or even if you cook dinner. Eat. Girl, I got to eat now. Look, I ain't get fluffy from just looking at air, okay?
Looking at air,
taking it in. I breathe it out. No. Food.
Babe, gonna make me some Dorito nachos for Valentine's Day.
Come on, they be hitting.
No, only thing he know how to cook is some shrimp deviled eggs.
But do they be hitting?
The shrimp deviled eggs do be hitting.
Okay, shit. Long as they hitting.
I don't want some damn nachos. It's too heavy.
I bet they is. Because, you know, I had an ex hit me up with that. And I was like, what? These Doritos. Let's see what you did there. Flavor on the chip. Anyways.
So easy.
Look, I'm used to niggas in my house where we trying to stick with the regular tortilla chips, okay?
Oh, on your nachos?
Yes.
Yeah, Doritos are better. I think they stay crispier longer.
They do.
Yeah, for sure.
Unless you put the chips in the oven. Tortilla chips, put them in the oven, warm up a little bit. Sure.
Yep. I'm not a huge nacho person anyway, so that's why they are good, but it ain't like I eat nachos like that. So some shrimp deviled eggs though, we can do those, but it'd take you like 10 hours to cook those.
Prep the day before, friend.
He be struggling with them, peeling them eggs. Lord.
Prep the all day night. Before, friend.
But yeah, dinner, a nice little walk, and just come home, just cuddle, because a bitch is a sucker for cuddling.
I like to cuddle too, so I have to get too hot and get up off me.
Yeah. That's usually how that go.
Get up off me.
And I'm like, and I'm good. I'm going to roll over this
Thank
way.
Thank you. Good
I
night.
I appreciate you. Sweet dreams. Night, night. It really transpires like that all the time.
Oh my god, how should a single person spend Valentine's Day?
What do you suggest? Love on your motherfucking self, bitch. Okay?
Go eat, go see a movie. Okay. Do nothing.
When I was single, guess what the fuck
Save
I did?
Save your money.
I got my nails done, got these toes done. Bitch went and ate a real nice little meal for herself and came the fuck back home. Cause I still had other gifts for my little brother and my parents.
I don't
parents.
Think I've ever really been single on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
to be
I have.
Honest.
That was last year. Year before last. Oh yeah, I done had a couple. The last one I celebrated Valentine's Day
now,
was
have
with
there
my
been
ex.
Valentine's Day where I felt like I was single? Oh, lots of those.
And on the next. So.
But I have never been technically single on Valentine's Day. That's crazy. I've never really been single in my adult life. That's scary.
And on to the next. Do you enjoy playing Cupid? Do you try to introduce people in the hope they will make a love match?
Why you looking at me like that? Who the fuck? What the fuck did I do? Who'd I love match? I don't.
Okay.
I don't remember love matching anyone. All right. Did I?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Inform me who I love matched.
Nope. If y'all know, then I don't know, bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't know who Star tried to play Cupid. I would generally try to stay out of that if I can.
Shit. I accidentally be doing the shit. I be the one, like, you asking me questions about why you like him? You like him? Oh, girl, don't do it. Or
oh, God.
Child, there's certain people you gotta be like, look, you gotta be honest. Like, my friend, he's a good man, but he's not in a good space. Not in a good space.
Yeah.
That's it.
I feel you. But I try to stay out of that thing because I don't want to have nothing to do with nothing.
Girl.
Shit goes awry. Okay?
I did that once, and let me tell you, that shit blew the fuck up. I said, whoop.
No.
And I exit stage left. And
to my
surprise, I seen those same exact people at your birthday party. That was interesting. He was gone by then.
You was gone, so stop trying to act like you remember anything.
I'm trying to figure out.
You ain't gonna figure it out, my nigga. You wasn't there.
The same exact people. Who was at the birthday party? I don't know about. Lots of people, but I heard about them being there. But I heard about them being there.
Exactly.
Who was it? Who was there? Egg roll girl.
Nah.
They were there together?
Mm-hmm.
It was a girl?
Mm-hmm.
With what guy?
Somebody we knew.
That y'all both knew?
Mm-hmm.
And it blew up?
Mm-hmm. It was bad. Like, I
gotta get the tea.
Yeah.
Any hoozer. Okay, so what color is love?
It depends. Depends on the color.
Depends on the love.
It is. That's true.
It could be white. It means it's pure.
Pure.
It could be black. It means it's toxic.
Oh. It could be red hot.
Yeah.
It could be sweet like pink.
Right.
So if you...
It could be yellow.
Like friendship. Sunshine.
Happy.
Yeah. Friendship. It
could be purple.
What is purple?
Calm and collected.
I like that.
Could be blue. Sad.
Yeah.
Could be any color.
Could be whatever color you decide it's gonna be.
It's on y'all.
For okay. Real.
How do you deal with unwanted romantic attention?
I'm the ignorer.
Like, get up off me.
I am the like, look here, I'm not even here for this.
I'm the get up off me.
I'm not in the mood. Don't want to be bothered. Mm-mm. Oh, that's what you're trying to do? I'm not.
Yeah. It's rare that I don't take the romantic advances that are thrown at me. But sometimes I just don't be in the mood.
I'm talking about like my single days. Like now I'm cool. He just know the look. I'm like, babe.
No.
Please.
Right.
Hold on.
Is a romantic gesture more powerful on Valentine's Day or on another day of the year?
Another day.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's expected on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's done on another random day during the year,
mm-hmm.
then that's greater. Because it's like you're not being cliche with the rest of the world.
Exactly.
And we all know how I feel about that. So
she don't like cliche. She don't like basic. She don't like...
Nothing that you did not put no creative thought into that every other random bitch has done. I don't like it.
Oof. Well.
Let out. Just like that.
Else?
Straight like that. So we also took like a little test that would tell us what we are expecting on Valentine's Day. And Demi, let's get the
mine
reveal.
Mine was a lie. A bitch ain't... it said a proposal.
Oh, mine too.
Well, yours seems more realistic
than
mine.
I'm not expecting that.
I'm just saying yours is more realistic
That's
than mine.
That's a lie.
It's a lie.
Whole fucking lie.
You absolutely right. You absolutely right. On both ends, it is a motherfucking lie.
I'm not expecting a proposal. That's a lie.
I don't want a proposal.
Yeah, that's too early.
Way too early in my relationship. No.
I am not expecting that. But the options were a Galentine party, means you hang out with your girlfriends. Then there was a proposal. Then there was a bouquet. Then there was a getaway. Then there was a confession.
Oh, shit.
We all got proposals. We both got proposals, so.
Interesting.
I guess.
But I already know that ain't happening. I'm okay with that. I'm content. I don't need that in my life right now.
I might take the one that says, am I in love?
Well, you do that on your own time.
All right.
Because we are running on time.
Yeah,
girl.
And I don't have no trash, so that's the next segment. So, we is done.
Only trash I got is fucking pigeons playing possum.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Traumatic.
Glad to see you with us.
Bitch. I almost ascended. Spirit was gone.
Gone. The bird said...
That bird said, yes, with the wings. I almost grew mine. It's about to see the Lord.
God, oop, got to go.
And then it had the nerve to not want to get out the yard. Chasing a whole pigeon around my...
clearly injured.
He was clearly not injured.
Did he have a limp?
No! My nigga was just a... And then when
maybe
I came,
it was a pregnant bird.
Well, bitch, have your baby somewhere else. My dog is with the shits.
He came and swooped that bird up.
He did. I was like, no.
Swooped him up. He's a murderer.
My dog is not a murderer. He thought of a ball toy play.
Mm-mm. That poor bird.
That poor
bird. Life flashed in front of his little eyes.
It played possum like a motherfucker in my dog's mouth.
Won't be the first and last bird he comes across.
That is not the first.
Pharaoh.
Look.
Leave the birds alone.
Them niggas need to stop trying to eat out his
be
food.
Be friends.
The funny thing is, there's some days
the pigeons
where...
pigeons eat dog food?
Bitch!
These pigeons is ghetto. It- Jesus Christ.
Clearly in El Mirage, they like that little dog food, whatever my mama makes the gravy with. They like a little gravy and biscuit too, apparently.
Seriously? I didn't know birds like wet food.
Bitch. Let me tell you, they like anything that's in that bowl.
Pigeons are our characters.
They will line up on our wall waiting for us to put the bowl outside. Okay? Pharaoh said, you know what, I gotta run up and get done up.
I don't blame you, Pharaoh. Fucking with the food. I know they was eating your food.
Yes.
Now that's a bit much.
Eating his food and then they would play in his damn water dish.
Oh, they so disrespectful.
That's why he had
they
to
deserve
go.
They deserve to be eaten.
He had to go run up on one.
He made an example of that one. He might not be back.
Girl, look,
they
my mama
signal
was like,
little birdie friends, like, don't go over there. He swooped me up.
He swooped my ass up yesterday.
Bitch, what?
Girl. Bitch, I was all up in that mouth. All I felt was the hot breath. I just did. I just didn't move. Look, I just knew I was going to see the Lord.
Then I heard him get in the bag.
I heard the bag and I felt that touch and I said, oh, that's my bear. You know how if you put your toe in that cold water, you'd be like, what? That was exactly the reaction, girl. I had to hit them flaps real quick. She dropped me real quick.
You hit the flaps on them. Oh my God, I cannot. We're done. Okay.
Moral to the story? Love yourself. Show love.
Do these niggas how they do you.
Facts. And
enjoy your Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Ladies, get your man something. Even vagina's not a gift.
It's not, because you can get that 365 if you really wanted to.
I can't give him a vagina for a Valentine's Day. I mean, he really gets that enough, so that's disappointing if you're getting vagina.
Right?
And that's all. So I gotta figure this out this year.
Oh, my man's is taken care of. He got 3 nice gifts and that's all he getting out of me.
So yeah, just enjoy your freaking Valentine's Day. Let people enjoy their Valentine's Day in peace.
Yes.
We want to hear about the side chicks for the 15th. We want to hear about the side chicks on the 14th. Like, y'all just be so bitter when y'all ain't got nobody. Y'all
with
just
single awareness.
Got the jokey jokes and just let people who are in love be in love. And those who are faking it, let them fake it in peace. Mind your business.
Mind your motherfucking business.
Worry about what you got going on over there.
Okay.
Which is obviously nothing. If you have so much time on your hands to talk about what we're doing. So, yeah. So, with that being said,
bye.